welcome to Didion Hawthorne in the In-Between, or DHNI. I'm your host, Mackenzie Gentz, and you're listening to our podcast about the relevance of literature in the 21st century. Now bookmark that book, and let's begin.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu unserem Podcast. Today we will be laying out the ultimate how-to guide when it comes to navigating in-person bookstores. We are aware that not everyone is safe enough yet for in-person bookstores to operate, so if you live in an area that's still a worry area for the illness, please be safe. This guide will still be available to you when things start to open up again. For everyone else, the same thing goes. Books should not make people ill. Let's start by talking about one of the benefits of being a DHNI patron, though. If you've been listening to the show for a while, then you know that in September, we are doing 4 final hashtag TDFW after episodes covering some pretty wide-ranging topics about Infinite Jest. What you might not know is that our patrons already have access to behind-the-scenes info like the topics of those hashtag TDFW after episodes and what's next for the podcast classic, which is what you are listening to right now. Becoming a patron and sponsoring the discourse that we create on this platform is simple and inexpensive. Check it out at patreon.com/relevanceofliterature. Today we're going to do a choose-your-own-adventure with bookstore navigation, and I'm going to do a couple of different ways. I'm going to go through them, different ways that I navigate a bookstore depending on the circumstances and on what I am looking for. The first and probably the most relevant to a lot of you out there is when I'm seeking novelty. This method is the one I use when I step into a bookstore for the first time while traveling, or if it's a bookstore that I just haven't gotten to visit yet, a bookstore I want to get to know better, and it's a pretty good catch-all method for people interested in books and learning how to navigate bookish spaces better. So the majority of bookstores, commercial and privately owned, have the same layout, which is new releases and/or staff recommendations at the front, then sections separated by genre that are alphabetized by the author behind that. The biggest section in any non-specialty bookstore is fiction, followed by non-fiction, the latter section of which is often separated into smaller sections like history and memoir and politics, etc. For me, getting to know the bookstore starts out with the first table I see when I walk in the door. Smaller bookstores will often dedicate that space to smaller press books that the bookstore might sponsor or recommend, while larger chain bookstores might dedicate it to new popular releases, or even books that come from the bookstore's own press, like Barnes & Noble. And perusing that table, whatever it might be dedicated to, will often give you a really good idea of the kinds of themes and styles of books that you will encounter as you make your way through the rest of the space. For example, my home bookstore in Chicago is Bookends and Beginnings, and their table is generally dedicated to a mix of new releases, staff recommendations, and smaller press books, and that mix is what one sees throughout their entire experience in store. While they have a great selection of what I would consider more indie reads, and I'm using film terminology here, they also have a great selection of popular fiction, as well as books around the store that have those great staff recommendation cards popping out of the shelves. From that first table, I generally make my way to fiction. In a lot of bookstores, I find that fiction is relegated to the back of the store, meaning that when you're looking for the fiction section, you're going to move through much of the other sections in order to get there. This setup is again because fiction is generally the largest section in any store, and accordingly needs the largest amount of space. Because I anticipate moving through the store to get to fiction, then I take the opportunity to notice any interesting or unusual sections that the bookstore might have. Again, using the example of Bookends and Beginnings, which is linked in the show notes at relevanceofliterature.com/notes. They have a good selection of indie children's books as well as books about music, so I remember that the first few times I navigated that space, I stopped and smelled the literary roses in those sections, so to speak. Once I get to fiction, if you're more of a nonfiction person, I would just substitute this advice for nonfiction and go to that section second. Instead, I look for authors that the store stocks up on, because that will cue you into the kinds of readers that go to that store. There's a different bookstore in Chicago called The Bookseller that I love, and they have a lot of Ransom Riggs the last time I was there. I read a lot of Ransom Riggs when I was in middle school and was actually able to find a signed copy of his new book, The Conference of the Birds, while I was there the last time. That's just an example of something I found from noticing an abundance of a certain author's work in store. A trend that I'm noticing lately is that bookstores will have tons of books by authors like Haruki Murakami or Philip Roth, who are both gaining popularity nowadays, but depending on the store, there may be more of a selection of books from authors from the Beat Generation, like Ken Kesey, for example, or the Lost Generation, like Fitzgerald and Hemingway. The thing to do is look. From there, I'm often pretty tired out because I read way too many book descriptions and titles and everything like that. Just being super aware of and intentional about the direction that I'm moving through the store in. So I will end my experience usually with a quick gander at the toys memorabilia section that most bookstores have nowadays. I'm especially into candles and hygge nowadays, so smelling some candles and looking at some simple books of calm has been a great way to end my bookstore experiences in the past few years. Again, though, this experience is probably temporarily altered where you are because of the illness, so please be responsible. The second path that we'll go on today is when I have a specific book or books in mind, or alternatively, when I have a specific mood in mind that I'm looking for. This approach is certainly more goal-directed than the other one, as I often don't have the same amount of time with this approach as I do with the previous one, and I'm also often in a bookstore that I'm very familiar with. In previous years, I usually go into bookstores looking for books by people like Philip Roth or DFW or Kurt Vonnegut or Don DeLillo, so I'll typically take a gander at that table at the front just to make sure that I haven't missed anything, like a new Twilight novel coming out, patreon.com/relevanceofliterature to hear that story, and then afterwards just go to fiction or memoir to look for what I need. Recently, however, I've been going back to the classics, so to speak, so I'm reading novels that are harder to find. Those I will either check the classics section for specifically. If it's Barnes & Noble, I'll just look in the Barnes & Noble classics area, or if I'm pressed, I'll just ask and hopefully discover a cool new area of the store I'm in. And to connect both strategies here, if I've gotten to know a bookstore properly, then I know exactly which one to go to for the books that I need. I will say, though, be flexible with all of your book hunting nowadays. Calling ahead or asking directly is often a great idea for finding a book that you're not sure about, or if you have some time, you could always order it from one of your local bookstores, because I'm sure they would be glad to help you out. In terms of feelings and trying to find a book that is really good for your feelings, it's really awesome to get to know your local bookstores because, for example, if I'm really feeling a new indie book, I'll definitely go to Bookends and Beginnings. If there's an author that I know will be at the bookseller, I'll go there. You know, Barnes & Noble if I really need to. So it just depends on what you're looking for and, again, the feeling you are seeking and the kind of book you are seeking. All right, as always, y'all, you can leave any comments or questions at relevanceofliterature.com/notes for this podcast, and I will see you for the second hashtag TDFW after episode on Thursday. See you then. If you enjoyed the discussion and would like to hear more from us, there is a show and a series for everyone, so I'd recommend checking out our website, relevanceofliterature.com, under the ongoing series tab for links to our entire back catalog of episodes. We also have a couple of open surveys that you can find through the links in the description, so if you have 3 minutes while you're waiting in line somewhere, we would very much appreciate your feedback on our show. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, and we'll see you next time.